Unit 2. Free Time. Page 15. 3. Follow-up questions. Listen to the 6 short dialogues. 1.
What did you do last night?
I went to the gym.
Oh, I didn't know you did that. How often do you do that then?
Quite a bit. About 2 or 3 times a week, I suppose.
2.
What did you do last night?
Oh, I went to my yoga class.
I didn't know you did that. How long have you been doing that then?
For quite a while now. It's really good.
3.
What did you do last night?
I went for a swim.
Oh, really? Where do you do that then?
At the new Olympic pool, down in Newmarket.
4.
What did you do last night?
I went to the Arsenal-Liverpool game.
Oh, wow. Was it very expensive?
Yeah, quite. It cost us about £25 a ticket.
5.
So what did you do last night?
I went to a friend's house and we just played PlayStation all night.
Oh, really? I love PlayStation. Are you any good?
Not very, but I enjoy it anyway.
6.
What did you do last night?
I went out to the cinema to see The Black Hand.
Oh, I'd like to see that. Was it any good?
Oh, it was all right.
2, page 16. An unusual hobby. Interview with Fritzi. So, Fritzi, how did you get into collecting China elephants?
Well, it all goes back to when I was a kid. When I was about 6 or 7, one of my cousins gave me a small China elephant for my birthday. And I liked it so much, I decided to start collecting them. So it all just started from there, really.
So you've been collecting ever since?
Yes, that's right. It's almost 30 years now. I know some people might think it's strange that I didn't grow out of it. But the more China elephants I bought, the more interested in them I got.
So what is it that interests you about them?
I don't know, really. I like the fact that there are so many different kinds, and I also like the fact that some of them are so beautiful. Also, I just really like elephants. They're amazing animals. There's something very special about them. In some cultures, they're sacred. Actually, I think I might have been an elephant in one of my past lives.
And how many have you got now?
I've got over 5,000. It's one of the biggest collections in the country, I think. I'm getting new ones all the time as well. I find them in second-hand shops. I buy them on the internet, and sometimes friends give me them as presents.
Where do you keep them all?
Well, I've got a special room in my house where I've got them all on display. I've got shelves and shelves of them. Actually, one day I'd like to open my own China Elephant Museum. I'm sure a lot of people would come and see it.
You also run a club, don't you? How did that start?
Well, back in the late 1980s, I just wanted to try to meet other collectors and find out more about the history of China elephants. And about all the different kinds that exist around the world. I found out that there weren't really any books or catalogues on the subject. So I started my own club. It's just grown and grown, and now there are about 125 members. We meet up from time to time, and we swap elephants and things like that. It's great. And since we went online, collectors from all over the world have got in touch with us, which is great.
Do you have a favorite one?
I do, actually. It's one of the oldest ones in my collection. It's from 1897, and it's a big black one with really sad eyes. It's so beautiful, it makes me want to cry, but in a good way.
Unit 2, page 18. 3. Pronunciation. Sounding interested. Listen and repeat.
Oh, really? How long have you been doing that, then?
I didn't know you went to the gym. How long have you been doing that, then?
Oh, really? How long did you do that for, then?
You? Karate? I don't believe it. How long did you do that for, then?
Yeah, John mentioned you played. How long have you been doing that, then?
A marathon runner? Really? How long did you do that for, then?